Votos a favor del candidato, 179. Votos.
Socialist Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez received 179 votes, three more than necessary to form an outright majority in the 350-member parliament. If his coalition government holds, Sánchez will govern four more years. During the two-day debate leading up to the vote, the leader of the main opposition party, the Partido Popular, denounced the amnesty deal Sánchez negotiated with Catalan separatist parties to clinch his majority. Opposition leader Alberto Feijó accused Sánchez of an insatiable hunger for power and pathological ambition.
Repito, corrupción política.
I repeat, said Feijó, political corruption. To make decisions against the general public interest for personal benefit has no other name. It's political corruption, Feijó added. And finally, this is a humiliation. Sánchez humiliates himself, and that's his decision, and humiliates his socialist party, and that's their decision. But he has no right to humiliate us Spaniards, and this is what he has done.
Pero no tiene ningún derecho a humillarnos a los españoles. Y eso es lo que ha hecho, señoría.
It took weeks of negotiations before socialist and Catalan leaders agreed in recent days on the terms of an amnesty law for hundreds of Catalan separatist leaders and others who faced prison terms for holding a referendum vote on independence in 2017. The opposition Partido Popular, which governed at the time, sent in the police who physically attacked hundreds of voters at polling places. Catalan separatist leaders were prosecuted and imprisoned. The then Catalan president, Carles Puigdemont, fled Spain to avoid arrest and has lived in Brussels, Belgium since. He is expected to return. Puigdemont welcomed the deal in remarks on Tuesday.
Avui el Partit Socialista I Junts per Catalunya han subscrit un acord marc.
Puigdemont said the Socialist Party and his Junts per Catalunya party signed a landmark agreement where they accept certain conditions to begin a political negotiation with the terms Junts has been calling for and a shared goal for it to contribute to the resolution of the conflict between Catalunya and Spain.
Que contribueixi a la resolució del conflicte històric entre Catalunya I Espanya.
Socialist Prime Minister Sánchez succeeded in forming a new government only after the Conservative Party failed in its efforts. Opposition leader Feijó's party won the plurality of votes in July elections. He tried to form a new government with the extreme right-wing Vox Party, but was unable to attract enough other support to win an outright majority in the parliament. Vox leader Santiago Abascal, whose party won 33 votes in July's election, accused Sánchez of trying to carry out a coup d'état and compared the prime minister to Hitler.
Y yo, junto a millones de españoles, acuso al señor Pedro Sánchez de tratar de subvertir el orden constitucional.
Abascal said that he and millions of other Spaniards accused Pedro Sánchez of trying to subvert constitutional order and to prepare a coup d'etat with minority political parties. It's the beginning of tyranny, he said. And remember, their facade of legality is nothing new. Other nefarious parties came to power with the appearance of legality, like Hugo Chavez, Maduro, or Hitler. I understand this may offend you, but Hitler also came to power through an election.
Como Hugo Chávez, Maduro o Hitler. Es historia. Yo entiendo que les puede molestar. Pero es que Hitler también llegó al poder mediante unas elecciones.
Sánchez defended the amnesty proposal as a crucial move to unite the divided country. He contrasted his efforts to deal with the Catalan question to those of the opposition. Sánchez said Spain could try to deal with the issue through mandates, which would cause tension, or...
O podemos intentarla por la vía del diálogo, del entendimiento y también del perdón.
Or, he said, we can try to deal with it through dialogue, understanding, and also a pardon. So in the name of Spain and in defense of harmony, we're going to take up an amnesty for those caught up in the judicial system in Catalunya.
Vamos a conceder una amnistía a las personas encauzadas por el proceso catalán.
Vox and the conservative Partido Popular have mobilized tens of thousands of protesters in demonstrations that sometimes turned violent in recent days. The newspaper El País reported that ahead of the final parliamentary vote, some socialist lawmakers were accosted in a cafeteria by opponents who threw eggs and coffee at them and said they should be killed. The conservative opposition is also promising to try to slow down or block a vote on the amnesty law through parliamentary maneuvering and lawsuits. But for the moment, progressives in Spain and Europe are breathing a sigh of relief that the extreme right wing has been blocked from taking power in another European government. I'm Eileen Alfandari for KPFA News.